Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
After the hour, thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our new friend, soon to not be new friend, though. We're going to get her back. Alka Dillon is with us. Alka is the founder and the CEO of Technolink, technolink.net, technology service company. I encourage you to go to her website and check it out. Her new book is called The Ohm Factor, O-M, The Ohm, as in Ohm, yeah, that kind of thing. A Woman's Spiritual Guide to Leadership, Seven Essential Tools and Seven Key Traits to Cultivate for Your Success and Well-Being. Alka Dillon, thanks again for being here. Congratulations on the book. It's available wherever books are sold, right?
Absolutely.
Is there a book website?
Yes, there are several. You can go to alkadillon.com, A-L-K-A-D-H-I-L-L-O-N.com. You can order it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or you can go into any bookstore.
All right, so check that out, folks. So you called it A Woman's Spiritual Guide to Leadership. Why did you focus on women because that's what you think you know, or because you think that women need this more than men?
Well, actually, I've been blessed with a lot of female mentors in my life, and I wanted to serve as a mentor for others, and so then I wanted to impart this.
Good for you.
This book. But I will tell you, as you can see from two of the key endorsements by Dr. Deepak Chopra and Dr. Wayne Dyer, that men are loving this book. So I encourage men to pick it up as well.
Well, as long as I don't have to get into some of these positions that you've got the women in the photographs, my body won't fold up like that. But if I can fake it, that part of it, I'll be good. So what do women, this thing about having it all, Alka, right? You're an entrepreneur, you're a business owner, you're a leader, you're giving back to the community, but you're also a mother. You have a home. You're trying to raise children and deal with family and all that. And the women that I talk to say that it seems to them that there's more pressure on them to be perfect and to do everything right in all those areas than it seems to be for men. What do you think?
In that vein, I do agree. So there's a reason why the first chapter in this book, the first tool in this book, is about when you feel overwhelmed, when you feel like I just want 10 minutes to myself. So women, meaning bring them back to girls, at a very, very young age, we are taught, and most of the time demonstratively taught, that you need to be a good daughter, a good sister, a good wife, a good mother. If you want to pursue a career, that's fantastic. We support you. You need to be great at that. And you need to make sure that you do all of these things and everything is functioning at a very high level. Mm-hmm. And you do it great and you look great doing
and
it.
And it all depends on you. Everything depends on you.
And it's a tremendous amount of pressure. And that's imparted and instilled in girls at a very young age.
And who instills that in them?
Well,
other women.
Other women, but also, you know, I will say...
The point I'm making here, Alka, is sometimes women bring stuff like this on themselves. If you think about it, am I wrong?
You know, I will say this, Jim, just for a second, it's not just the women, it's in your home, and if your home is comprised of whoever your caregivers are, if it is a mother, it could be a father as well.
Yeah.
And that is imparted on you as well. And then there is a genetic component as well. That is passed down. So
yeah,
I will say that there is a pervasive thing. But you're right. There is a little bit of that innate competitiveness that is there. But men have it too. The difference is, boys, young boys, they are not taught mostly, predominantly. If you're lucky and you have certain special people that have taught you this, you're not taught that you need to play all of these roles at a very high level. You are taught you need to bring home the bacon, you need to do it, you need to do that great, you need to get a great education, and you know what I mean? But you're not taught that you have to play these multiple roles.
Well, see, we don't even know you guys are being taught that.
Yes, but we're not even aware
of that other thing's going on that are the universe, because that's not our universe. But let me say this. I do want to say one thing, and people who know me, Arka, know that I say this with as much love as can be conjured up.
Okay, I'm waiting.
My wife said to me one time something about men feeling guilt, or maybe not feeling guilt. And I said, I hadn't thought about it before, but I said, you know what? We feel just as much guilt as women do. But the difference is, we don't manufacture it. Now, you know yourself that women sometimes manufacture levels of guilt that aren't necessary. You know what I mean? The house doesn't have to be perfect. If the food's not perfect, it's okay. You see what I mean? Am I wrong about that?
Well, so you're not wrong about that, but I want to qualify that. And where it comes from is because we are designed and built to be nurturing beings. Men are the hunters gatherers,
right?
So it's not in your DNA, and it is in our DNA. Because that nurturing is there, that desire to make someone else happy.
But because you care more doesn't necessarily mean that we care less. It's just the two different ways we look at things.
Very well said.
You know what? You and I are going to have to come back and talk about this some more because
I think there's
an awful lot left to talk about. I want to get into your book some more. Will you come back?
I will be back.
Ladies, you need the book, The Ohm Factor, A Woman's Spiritual Guide to Leadership. These seven tools that she talks about are outstanding. Check it out. Wherever books are sold, Arka Dhillon. We'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. No one can tell.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.